This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Late summer weather in southeastern Arizona is always interesting. You know, you might have monsoon storms lurking in late afternoon, and who knows what they'll do. Some days start totally overcast and cool, sort of cool. Those mornings are my rattlesnake mornings. It's cool enough, not too hot yet, for Mr. or Ms. Mojave to still be out cruising about. And that's not so unusual later in the fall, but in the hot days of late summer, daytime rattlesnakes catch me off guard. Anyway, cool, overcast days in the grassland can quickly turn steamy as the clouds succumb to a persistent sun. This is the time of year when invariably I sense fall, and I've probably said it time and time again the last few weeks. A slight dry breeze, maybe a slight scent that sends a message to my aging gray matter. Oh, there's fall. Okay, it's a ways away, but it's showing itself, isn't it? Yeah. This is also the time of year when summer rains can produce an abundance of one of our most beautiful annual wildflowers. Folks call it Arizona poppy or summer poppy. And just to make sure we're all talking about the same plant, we can call it Calstromia grandiflora. I'm pretty sure I say Calstromia. It's the way I sort of learned it umpteen years ago. I think it's probably pronounced Calstremia. Today, it's Calstromia. And, you know, and even in poor monsoon season, you'll see this plant on the side of the road blooming these large poppy-like orange flowers that give it all those cool common names. I once drove west from our home to the banks of the Ojolote to way past Sells on the Tohono O'odham Nation and had that cheery wild orange flower roadside the whole way. That's a couple thousand feet difference in elevation. This plant ranges from 900 feet to 5,500 feet in elevation across southern Arizona. Isn't that cool? Oh my gosh. It's in the caltrop family, Zygophyllaceae. And other plants you know, well, I know one you really know in that family, is the creosote bush. Yeah, creosote bush. Also, a plant called bullhead, or goathead. I've heard it called goathead. Ugh, what a European introduction. Varmint, thank you for this introduction. You know, who's the spiked fruit start in a cluster, break apart into five separate, tough, vicious, two spiked varmints. Can you say ouch? And can you say it without swearing? I doubt it. Tribulus, terrestris. Tribulus is Latin for caltrop, which has three spikes on it, but our friend here has two. And terrestris means growing on the ground, and it does sometimes a 2-foot square mat of long, lacy, leafy stems. It looks very similar to Calstromia, smaller, and cute yellow flower that begat the fruits of hell. In an area like a lawn that surrounds our 1991 Marvelette, let's call that a mowed area. It's not a lawn. Is made up of all these other weeds. Sometimes there's a grass in there. In that area, Tribulus terrestris, variety terribilis, waits silently to pierce the soles of your flip-flops. Or you might say, when you're walking around, let's kneel down, let's get down on our knees and look at this cool insect, and caltrops pierce my patellas. Oh, dear. Let me finish, though, with the beautiful Calstromia grandiflora. What a plant. In a good monsoon, those plants with their long, lacy leaf stems, much larger than that varmint, tribulus, and the orange flowers, by the way, can cover slopes. So from the roadside and up into the low hills, there is an orange glow of the Arizona poppy, Calstromia grandiflora, reminding us the desert is so beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.